Brought to you by Make Fun Network.
Welcome to the top 5 of death, where listeners vote and everyone dies. Listen and die.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's bonus episode of the Top 5 of Death. I am your host, Matt. Bonusing his ass all over the place, Bistany. How good. What a start. World's most interesting Sam is here.
Sup?
Not much. Buff Chick Dip Will in the hizzy.
This is he.
This is he. And Charles Not Chucky in the busy.
Yo.
R.I.P. Anyway, so yeah, welcome to a bonus episode of Top 5 of Death. We're going to bring it old school. For those who are old school Top 5 of Death fans, there was another show on Make Fun Network called This Rules, This Sucks, lovably referred to as Turts. It was our review show where everything had a hard stance. It either ruled or it sucked. That was it. No pussyfooting around, as we say. And we're going to do the exact same thing for WrestleMania 40 and for, I guess, the Monday Night Raw afterwards, because I definitely have some opinions on that. Even though I didn't watch it all, I did read a recap just to make sure I was up to snuff on it. And I say we go through the match card. Okay. Also, spoilers, by the way. Don't, if you haven't watched Mania yet and you're planning on it, I would watch it first. But I say we go through the match card and let's just turts it up and down as we go. Does that sound like a feasible plan?
Sounds good.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Would it be helpful if I turned my dryer on as well?
Yeah, my dryer's on. Listen, there's no reason anymore, since we don't record like that late on a weeknight, that I can't move my stuff into my bedroom away from literally the boiler and the dryer, which, by the way, yes, you can hear the boiler, I realize. But I haven't done it yet, and I don't know when I will, because I'm going to want to buy some new equipment when I make the move. So we'll see how things pan out. But let's get started with some wrestling. Okay, so let's just jump right into it. Well, let me ask you this. Does anyone have any comments on, like, the pre-show or anything beforehand before the event officially started?
Not really.
What are your thoughts on the national anthem?
I'm a big fan of the national anthem. I'm a proud patriot. I do have a thought. I thought the woman who did the national anthem did a great job. No fucking bullshit. Sung nice. I thought it was good.
I don't know. Did she do the national anthem or did she do America the Beautiful?
No. Oh, Sam, did you not watch it? America the Beautiful was night two.
Right.
Oh, understood.
Coco Jones sang the anthem night one. Yeah, and I thought she did it like a basic white bitch.
If you mean respectfully, then sure. Will likes the... It's horse shit. You don't need him. I thought it was good. Big rules for me.
I don't remember it.
Yep. what do you mean you don't remember it?
So I mean, I was for the first night, I was at a friend's house for a WrestleMania party, and the second night I was hosting a party, and usually when that stuff's happening, I'm, I don't know, and talking to other people hosting.
Whoa, them, sort of hell, you don't stop and pay respects to the country, you fucking pinko commie?
No, I had to kneel in the middle of the living room.
Oh, God. Grinding my American gears here. Well, all right, fine. Then it rules, okay? We're just going to leave it at that. All right, so the event kicks off. The opening match was Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch. Now, right off the rip, Becky Lynch, fine. Intro, fine. Motionless in White fucking sucks, and that was one of the most embarrassing, cringy fucking things I had ever seen. I thought, I'll put it this way. if you looked at the TV quick enough, you would think Rhea Ripley herself was singing for the band because they look the exact fucking same.
That's been their joke for a long time now.
Oh, man.
It was so weird. Everybody in the room I was in, even non-wrestling fans, were like, wait, is that her?
No, but a lot of people found out they might be attracted to Chris Motionless as well.
No, that band is hot dog shit. That shit was so embarrassing.
I listened to them, but that song does suck.
Oh, yeah, no. But Charles, of course you do, because you that like song, bad music.
That song sucks. I miss her old one, which wasn't even that good.
You know what song's better? The dryer song in the background right now than that.
Not so cheery.
But so I right off the bat, I was like, oh God, this is not starting off on the right foot. So that already has derogatory marks for me. Then the match itself, here's a problem with, I think it's bad booking at any point in time when there's a championship match and no one believes that the challenger has a fucking shot in hell. Especially at a Mania.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but yeah, it is Becky Lynch. That is the problem.
Yeah, but Becky Lynch isn't John Cena.
They love her, though. What are you talking about? She went out 2 years ago and did one move on Bianca Belair and won the title. So
that's true.
They could definitely hand it off to her. It would be the biggest mistake they ever made, but they didn't.
Yeah, but I don't know. I watched this match with very little interest because there was nothing that gave me even the slightest idea that Becky was going to win. So I checked out early on this one.
Yeah.
I'm invested because Rhea Ripley's in it.
Yeah.
Same. I was invested for that, but I was easily checked out as well because, goddamn, this was a long match for what it was.
It was pretty long, and I don't mind a long match, but again, all it's doing is delaying the inevitable of Becky Lynch not winning.
Mm-hmm. And on top of it, apparently Becky had a fever running into this, so the fact that this match went 17 minutes.
Yeah,
it should have been a straight up like just raw dogging of Rhea just trouncing Becky.
Go on.
More.
And Rhea Ripley apparently had a panic attack like moments before going out. I don't know. I mean, some people get panic attacks for absolutely no reason. Other people maybe get them because they're about to go out in front of 70,000+ people. I don't know.
That she's already, I don't know. I don't know. I just, I fully acknowledge and validate that happens sometimes to people, but man, I could walk out with my nuts hanging out in front of 1,000,000 people and be perfectly okay with it because I'm like, man, this is going to be great.
Yeah,
I thought this match was great. I loved the look at both of them coming
really?
Out.
Really,
I think Becky Lynch looked awesome in the Queen of Hearts themed outfit. There,
she was dressed as her book.
Is that what it was?
Yeah,
yeah, they were pages of her book.
And she didn't write Roald Dahl's. Wait, was it? No, Roald Dahl didn't do Alice in Wonderland, right?
No,
no, he did Willy Wonka.
Lewis Carroll Scott.
There you go.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Lewis Carroll. Yeah.
I thought they looked good. And the match itself was good. There was some nice moves in there when Becky countered the Riptide and delivered a manhandle slam to Rhea. I thought that was pretty impressive. It was smooth. You now know that she could manhandle slam Seth Rollins at home if she wanted to because he's about the same size as Rhea. They did a neat little trick with the Hurricane Rana to the outside where she stayed on their shoulders. And I thought that was pretty smooth and something I hadn't seen. The finish was predictable. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But she was a worthy opponent to add more rocket fuel to Rhea's reign.
Yeah, she's beaten, what, 2 out of 4 horsewomen at this point?
Yeah, that's a good point. That's probably where they're heading with it all.
Well,
minus one.
Well, we all know that one is, will do anything for the right amount of money, so.
Yep.
Well, she's getting paid it. I think this match sucked for the curtain jerker and to be as long as it is with someone of Rhea's star power. It's just not it for 17 minutes long. It just wasn't good for a long match.
I agree. All right, so you know, let's just do this. I vote sucks.
Rules. I vote sucks.
I vote rules.
Okay.
Well, that's the problem.
God. Yeah, but Sam, you're only voting rules because it has Becky Rhea Ripley.
That's correct.
That's a shit reason. I hate it.
But I'm not going to do that for any other wrestler on the whole card. This is a one of one Rhea Ripley trump card.
Jesus Christ. All right. Well, I guess this one is a split, even though we can't do that.
What the hell?
You know what? We'll let the butts decide. Let's make a poll for this episode on every match and just rule sucks, and then they'll be the deciding factor.
There you go.
Cool.
Great. I'm glad we decided that. Fucking
insane. I'll keep the scores. 2-2 on that one.
Thank you, Will. All right. Let's move right along. Next match was the 100-person ladder match with A-Town Down Under. The awesome
love that
truth,
name, by the way.
Judgment Day of Finn Balor and Damian Priest. DIY, Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa. New Day, Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods. And New Catch Republic, Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate. I liked the idea of both titles, and I thought that was cool. I thought that was a cool gimmick with the possibility of one tag team winning both titles. Just made it interesting. I'd never seen that before. The match itself was fine. The Pete Dunne and that other guy, I thought looked so out of place.
they try.
Yeah, and like
they're good wrestlers, but they look like kids against everyone else.
They do. They do. They look like little troll people.
Tyler Bate needs to put pants on. I feel like you can't walk out there wearing white, like being so small and pale, and then also wearing like gold or white speedo. It's not working.
Yeah. So again, at this first night, I was over some friends' house, and they don't watch wrestling. They basically had a party for me, which I think is hilarious. They were just like, yeah, well, I'll watch it. And so there was like a couple of like, you know, like 27-year-old girls who were just like, I don't know, and then you know a couple of my friends and that sort of thing, and having to explain especially this match to them was riot. They were like, what's happening? I was like, well, you see that guy, he's known as the big strong boy. They're like, okay, we love him.
Sam, aren't you like 40?
Yeah. So, all right, nope, for perspective,
moving on, just moving on.
This is my friend Ken's girlfriend's house that I was over.
Ken's girlfriend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now Ken's older than me.
Ken's older than you.
Yeah. So now you can have a problem with him. I think she's 27.
Man. Good for him.
Yeah. Boy, Kenny.
But yeah, having to explain like what was happening with like all the belts and the ladders, and you know, someone was like, so what happens if they only take down one of the red belts? It's like, no, they'll take both of them down. It's like, sure, but what happens if they only take one? I'm like, I don't ask questions.
Just yo, that's
gotta
a
change
match.
Partners.
That's a,
I've always that's I brought great, that up as well.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
I want that to be a stipulation at one point. Like two opponents end up taking the belts down. It's like, well, congrats, you're a tag team now. So
yeah, that'd be so sick.
That would be wild.
So highlight for me was anytime R-Truth did anything.
Yep. Of course.
Yep.
So that's I think enough reason for my predictable vote on this match.
Yeah. I called this right from the start when they were like, oh, we're separating. They're like, both belts have to be taken down. And it's like, and then the match ends when both sets are taken down. I was like, oh, so they're immediately splitting the belts. And I said like, yeah, Austin Theory is probably going to get a belt because they need to do something with him. And then like, it has to be R-Truth. Why wouldn't it be them?
Right.
It's them or Johnny Gargano, I feel like, at that point.
Yeah, but, well, they're not doing anything with them. They're just background.
I say with this match, they didn't need six tag teams for this.
No.
And the champs felt like they weren't even supposed to be there at the time. Judgment Day was barely in the match. And everyone in that match makes Damian Priest look like a giant. an absolute giant compared to everyone else.
Oh, good point.
Yeah. And then, yeah, God bless the New Day, but I think it was they were one of the teams who were also just kind of like, yeah, they're there, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, all those wrestlers from, like, I don't know, probably the last time I watched wrestling, which was like 10 years ago, are still mm-hmm. wrestling, and I'm like, ooh, they're just old now. Like, they're just,
yeah.
I mean, they're not going to do much.
Yeah.
No, they but had I, their I will time. Say,
right.
This match ruled. I think it was fun. It was just the right amount of chaos for what it was.
Yeah, I go rule specifically for R-Truth.
That too.
Yep. Same.
I got to go rules. R-Truth and the hot tag. I mean, come on. telling Gargano to hit Sweet Chin Music because he thinks he's HBK.
They've been doing that for a while. And
I got to give props to the other guy from Judgment Day, JD McDonough, taking mm-hmm. that bump off the ladder through the tables at the end. That was pretty gnarly.
Oh, yeah.
Also, to give you an idea, this match had six teams in it, so 12 people, and it was only 11 seconds longer than Becky and Rhea's match. Mm-hmm.
For perspective, everybody.
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, let's move it right along here. I got a lot of matches to get through here. Next match was Rey Mysterio and Andrade versus Santos Escobar and Dominic Mysterio. I did not give a fuck. How many times is fucking Dominic going to fight his fucking dad at Mania?
And last year was so much better. That's all. It needed to be one off and done. All I say is good for Andrade, because that wasn't his original opponent. He was supposed to be with, I can't fucking remember.
Dragon.
He was supposed to be with, Dragon Lee, and he got injured, and they're like, here's Andrade. And it's like, what a great step for him, leaving AEW. And then it's like, oh, here's a WrestleMania match.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No shit, huh? He does well, too. He was good before. He's still good.
Mm-hmm.
He's great. There were no stakes for this match.
No stakes. I didn't give a shit about the story, even though I haven't been watching anything, but I can at least piecemeal the stuff. I feel like, what's his face's partner there, Dominic Santos Escobar? I thought he had a pretty good showing for like a up and coming talent. I think he sells, you know, his emotion fairly well, of like being mm-hmm. like angry, which is nice. And then Rey Mysterio, I feel like, is just, I don't know, like a robot who just is like just cruising all the time. Mm-hmm.
Hurricane Rana 619, call it a night.
Yeah,
crushed it.
Yeah, yeah.
But this match served as simply a vehicle to put Jason Kelsey on the screen.
Oh my god, I forgot about that.
That's the only reason this match existed.
There are certain things in wrestling where it's like it becomes embarrassing to be a fan, and that I felt like that was one of the things, because it's just two giant white guys popping out wearing basic shirts that look like they built that day. And then also just wearing like shitty Rey Mysterio masks. Like, what is this?
Those guys were fucking huge.
I know.
Yeah. They're offensive linemen for NFL. But like, yeah, they just show up. I don't know. It was an easy pop for Philadelphia, I guess.
Right.
Yeah. What I liked is it didn't like steal too much time.
Yeah, that too.
It did what it wanted to do. It was fun and it was whatever. I thought the younger talent had a good showing, but I just this is going to be the first match where I'm completely, I got to fall on one side of the fence here.
Yeah,
you know, I'll say rules, because like I said, I think the younger talent had a good showing. There's nothing offensive about the match, so I'll go rules.
I'm going to go sucks, just because the outcome of this match, I feel like, doesn't help anybody. Like, Rey doesn't need wins anymore.
No, I know, mm-hmm. but I mean...
This one should have been like the bad guy. It should have been Dominic and Santos. It would have made sense, since they already did this with Dom and Rey last year, and Rey won then as well. So
yeah, bam. I mean, I guess Rey should have took the pinfall to spare Andrade the... you know, the loss or whatever, but I'm still going rules. So rules sucks. Will, what about you?
I go sucks. It just didn't serve any real purpose other than putting a celebrity on the show.
Yeah. Which is, I feel like it's hard with two nights. I'd rather have one night of Mania where every match mattered than two nights with like fodder. But Sam,
I'd rather have three nights of Mania.
Okay.
No, I think oftentimes in past Manias, there's been a match that on paper, you're like, eh. And then they like fill it with all sorts of cool surprises. And I guess like the big surprise were like the two football players. And it's like, hey, neat. But no, this match was forgettable and definitely sucks.
Oh, wow. Okay. Guess I'll just take my positive attitude elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You take it right to the next match.
All right.
You take your feel-good wins elsewhere.
All right.
Next match is going to need it.
Next match is Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso in probably what I would say is the biggest fucking shit match let down with the biggest build-up with an expected fucking decent showing. This match sucked. My vote is sucked.
This thing sucks right out the gate, and I'm so upset with this because when I saw this on paper, I was like, this should be a great match.
Yeah, I got excited when they
fucking
came out.
Twin brothers. Mm-hmm. They're on opposite sides. This should be a fucking bloodbath. And it sucked. It absolutely sucked. There had no good outcome. It was just, Jey won. Okay.
Yeah, the ending sucked real bad. It completely just tarnished every other brother versus brother match that's ever happened, which is, I can only think of one. But even still, like, that was a good one, and that one had all the hype and this, that, and the other thing. This one, and they're two good wrestlers. They're they have a very long track record of being good, if not great, in the ring all the time, and they just fucking phoned it in and sucked.
I gotta wonder if this match got cut for time. Because it was 10 minutes long, and for, you know, these guys' storied career finally having a big blow-off match like this, I really thought it should have been Jimmy taking the win, setting off a trilogy, and stretching it out, because the story's there. Instead, it was a 10-minute fucking whatever fest.
Yeah.
They've been building the story for years.
Literally.
Years they've been building it, and this is the blow-off.
It should have been like a year or two ago, there was a Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn match on SmackDown where they beat the ever-living shit out of each other. Mm-hmm. And even there was a point where Sami like says out loud, like, how did we get here? It should have been something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. It sucks. I mean, I don't even want to spend more time on it because it was a fucking waste.
It sucks.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks that it sucked.
I agree.
Very
hard
fair.
Sucks.
All right. Next match is Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill, and Naomi versus Dakota Kai, Asuka, and Kairi Sane.
They all looked great. I think we could agree on that. They looked phenomenal. And then the rest of the match.
I mean, the obvious predictable storyline here is Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill on the same side for a while until they probably have a split with a match at SummerSlam. I would hope, because that's the match people want to see. Everything else, I Dakota Kai, Asuka, and Kairi Sane. I mean, Asuka, I feel bad. She gets kind of roped into this when she's, you know, such a good talent. I do like Kairi Sane. I'm not too familiar with Dakota Kai. I thought she was fine. The match was fine. I mean, it wasn't like, compared to like, the women's matches that I used to watch when I really watched wrestling, these matches are so much fucking better. By a lot. So I definitely have a lot of respect for that. It is tough for me to like, if it was tough for me to watch Rey Mysterio beat people, it's even tougher for me to watch Kairi Sane do anything. She's so, so tiny.
Yeah. She did have a great elbow drop off the top rope to the outside, though.
Yeah, she always does. That's like her thing.
Yeah. I loved, was it Pat McAfee when he called Kairi Sane Io Sky? And Michael Cole was like audibly upset. And it was like, he's like, Io Sky in, of course, tomorrow night's match. And it's like, oh, yes, the other Asian.
It's tough.
The thing I didn't like about this match on paper was like okay, let's group all the black ladies together and let's group the Asian slash oceanic group together, and then we'll have them fight like they're, you know, in a race war. And I was like, can we just mix it up a little bit?
They should have been fighting for citizenship.
Which one is from the ocean?
Dakota Kai. Yeah, she's from New Zealand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But again, watching this in a room full of people that don't watch wrestling, like, Jade Cargill fucking passes that airport test where people are like, who the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Because even next to Bianca Belair, who's like an incredible physical specimen, like, Jade Cargill looks like a fucking action hero, like a mm-hmm. action figure.
Bianca Belair is strong like Cesaro was strong, and Jade Cargill is just a monster.
Yep.
Yeah.
like Cesaro's a big guy, but like pound for pound, he was like the fucking strongest. And mm-hmm. I feel like Bianca Belair is like this, you know, similar. But Jade Cargill is just an absolute specimen where it's like, man, she's so fucking ripped. And like, she's like this rare situation where she has that much muscle mass with that kind of body, but still projects like a really pretty femininity. Mm-hmm. And that's like, for like professional wrestling, that's like lightning in a bottle. So.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I hope she doesn't disappoint. I hope it sounds like she's been like putting in the work to kind of hone her craft. I hope it pays off.
Yep, I think it is. They're giving her. They're putting the gas behind her. That's why.
How can
I mean, they gave her the win for the.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was very much a match for Jade Cargill to debut, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And
even though. Bianca worked most of this match, though.
Yeah. Because like Matt was saying, she's got, you know, an incredible body in her own. Bianca's an athlete. Jade Cargill mm-hmm. is a bodybuilder.
Yeah.
Those are two different mm-hmm. worlds.
Mm-hmm.
And did Bianca's hair really make that fucking noise?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think so. Because it happened in her match against Sasha a couple years ago as well.
Whew. Yeah.
It's she straight up whipped Sasha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also said when I was watching, I go, there's absolutely no way Bianca Belair goes her whole career without some sort of something versus hair match where she loses and gets that thing cut off.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's an extension anyways.
Oh, for sure. I'm surprised it's never popped off during a match at this point.
Like she's a fucking gecko.
Scurries away.
Yeah.
This match was like, you know what? I'm going to say it sucked. Because I don't think it did anything for anybody. Like, everyone who was supposed to get a push out of that, like, already has it. I don't think it... So, versus the other match, I was like, whatever. But I feel like some people, like, got a good showing. Like, I feel like this match was just like, these are the women. And, like, that was it. But so, that sucked.
Hmm. I'm going to go... Yeah, I'm going to go rules, too.
Huh. What the fuck? Will?
I'm going to go... It didn't rule, so therefore it sucked.
All right, me and Will.
Oh shit, we're X'd out again.
There we go.
On women's matches.
We have different tastes in women.
Clearly, I mean, did you see half that team?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Naomi was in this match as well.
Welcome back,
Naomi.
She's great.
She's solid, but Jesus.
She's lost a step.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everyone does. I'm just stating it. She has the biggest butt I've ever seen in person, though, I will say.
Yeah, that first move is pretty great.
Just get that Rikishi butt.
It's comically insane. I remember I saw it, and I was like, staring at it, and I was like, look at her ass. And they're like, yeah. I was like, no. I'm like, look at it from this angle.
Would you look at it?
It sticks out so far. Like, I honestly think if she was standing straight up, I could put like a can on top of it. No problem. And I'm not even mean this from like a sexual perspective. I'm just talking, it's just like wildly
big. It's got a shelf. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That's why I'll go ahead. No, you go ahead.
I was just saying that's why Jimmy's into it.
Yeah. All right. Next match was Sami Zayn versus Gunther. I have a theory which mm-hmm. doesn't play out, but it might.
Go on.
I think. So Gunther lost, and I said, mm-hmm. before the match started, I said, if Gunther loses, he will be in the title picture incredibly soon. There's no way they're taking the belt off him and not moving him up to the main belt.
For sure.
Ooh, that's a good point.
Yep.
So that was like pretty much it. I was like, if he wins, he's going to continue his Intercontinental title run. But if he loses, I fully expect him to be chasing one of the belts very soon.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. That's exactly it. Especially with him and Cody at the Rumble, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
That's the spotlight. That's the next move at some point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's... we'll talk about Raw, but I think with that number one contender thing, you know, face versus face, they do it. Cody retains, and then he has like a real feud with a heel, and that heel will be mm-hmm. Gunther.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it should be Gunther, I should say.
Yeah, Gunther's about to go on a squash festival over the next few weeks.
Hell yeah.
And destroy tag teams and the likes of that, you know, four or five jobbers at once. But I got a question for you, Sam.
Shoot.
What do you think of the onslaught from Gunther given to Sami Zayn only for him to hulk up a la The Fiend?
I know.
And then just run up to the top rope and give Gunther a chin buster off the top.
Brain buster.
The fucking brain buster. First of all, I thought Sami Zayn, there's no way he can physically do this in a safe manner because he has probably the worst body in all of wrestling.
Why
this was another.
Why do you say this to Adam? He tries.
I mean, this is another thing that I had to explain, you know, to the room of people. It's like, oh, well, that man's dead. Oh, no, never mind. He's hulking up. Like, what does that mean? Like, well, now he's invincible.
Hulking up, you mean flailing around on the ground for a solid minute?
Oh, here's another thing. That package leading up to that match, could there be worse acting from anybody? That shit was so fucking heavy-handed and it sucked. So it was like on par. Sami Zayn's entire whole like I'm afraid like revelation or like this that was mm-hmm. on par with like the Karate Kid throwing his bike in the dumpster and his mom going, "What's wrong? Why won't you talk to me?" He turns around and he goes, "I gotta learn karate." it was. I was like, "Oh my god, these are two very good wrestlers, and I'm excited for this match, but I'm losing excitement the longer this goes on." Mm-hmm. Oh, brutal.
I know it's wrestling, but I don't believe Sammy saying, like, "I'm scared of Gunther," when he, like, went head-to-head with Roman Reigns.
Right.
And betrayed the whole family. It's like, you played a double agent a little bit ago. Now you're scared of Gunther? I'm going to straight up say this match did rule, but this wasn't Sammy's match. This should have been Gable. Or at least Sammy should have lost this match and then Gunther loses on Raw. Because this should have been Gable's chance.
Shoosh.
Yeah, I don't know. I will also say this match very much ruled. Just mm-hmm. You know what it is? It's just two very capable wrestlers having a good match. And it was great. And that's, I'll just leave it at that.
I'm going to say it ruled because I thought it was a great loss by Gunther more than a great win by Sammy.
Wow. Never truer word spoken, Will.
I'm also going to say it rules, but then I'm also going to say that I was also very distracted by Sami Zayn's wife in the front row, not looking like she just rolled out of bed.
I love it. Yeah. That she is not dolled up. She is a basic 40-year-old mother.
I'm just like, how about she's like a little person. Foundation or something?
Come on, pussycat.
she looked the same at the Toronto one too, or wherever his hometown was.
Sam's over there, like, come on, baby, smile. Looks good on you.
I mean, to be fair, Sammy is a raging lib and probably supports his wife having armpit hair. So,
well, she's got to run that Save Syria fucking foundation.
Yeah.
Why is that? What she does?
Well, it's Sammy's, but I mean, he's a full-time wrestler, so I'm sure a lot falls on her.
Hey, good for him talking about Syria. That's a fucking, there's some people don't freaking, that's not fashionable enough, but good for them.
Yeah.
All right, so that moves us into the Rock and Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. I thought The Rock looked good.
He looked incredible.
I thought... Mm-hmm. Well, all right, let me phrase that. I mean, he looked good in like a performance aspect because there's been other times when he's come back and it hasn't been good or great.
Uh-huh.
So I kind of expected it to go the same way, but he looked like he just hung in there. I mean, he was just like right there with everybody, and I thought it was good.
Yeah. That was the first thing I noticed was, wow, The Rock is gigantic and he looks great physically. Mm-hmm. Roman looked great compared to his last several showings. Like, he came in looking... He was really lean looking. Yeah, I had body envy, which I don't have a lot from wrestlers. So watching him walk, I'm like, damn, Roman got in shape again. But yeah, The Rock, this was a great showing for him. It was a good paced match for how long it was. It was in there.
How long were the intros for this match?
I don't know, up an hour. Well, The Rock's intro alone
was awesome.
I don't know. Because yes. He comes in, they do his like 10-minute final boss activation, apparently.
Yeah.
And then he comes out of the ground like he's in the Brood. And then I think the lamest shit that's still walking around, and we're going to get to it for Raw, is the People's Champ belt that he's walking around with.
Nah, that's cool.
No, it's not. Well, he just wants to have a prop.
Yeah, exactly. They showed on the video package Roman holding up his belt and Rock holding up the Cody strap that he like beat him with or whatever, and it looks like a little dink belt. So I can see him seeing that and be like, I need a legit belt for this.
Well, apparently he got it from the Hall of Fame. Mike Tyson, Muhammad Ali's wife gave it to him.
Oh, so, great, like, keep talking.
That's where it's from, but it still just looks ridiculous. You're like, you're holding, this is the equivalent of a hook,
the $1 million.
That or the FTW belt.
It goes a little further than that too, Charles. The Muhammad Ali gave him the blessing to use the People's Champ.
So, oh, I know, I mean, but still,
it's not just a prop. It's a prop that works in canon and in real life through one of the most historic athletes of all time.
Great. So can anybody just challenge for that belt then? If we're going to have him parade around at Mania and then Raw with it?
Again, we'll talk about that with the Raw episode.
Yeah. Do you remember the vignette when the $1 million man sees his $1 million belt for the first time?
No.
You should go out of your way to look it up. He's dressed like Dracula for some reason. It's incredible. This is definitely Rock's $1 million belt. And I have no problem with that. He's the Rock. And like, even though his entrance was legitimately like 20 something minutes long, I have no problem with it. He has so much fucking charisma. He can just stand there and everyone goes berserk.
I mean, that being said, he can stand there and people go berserk. I didn't feel like the crowd popped much, but I guess they are really into the fact that he is a heel.
Yeah, I love the fact that we got heel Rock. Also, that crowd was not amazing.
Night one crowd sucked.
Yeah, do you think it had something to do with the fact that it was like 45 degrees outside and they had been there for 7 hours?
It kept saying that, but then they kept putting up their temperature. It was like 50 degrees. I'm like, that's not that cold. And there's like 40,000 people. The only people who were cold were the people up in the 400s.
Oof.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't go to WrestleMania, because I was like, I'm not buying 400 section tickets.
Yeah, I think that would have been a pretty rough crowd to be in. Mm-hmm. The match, anyways, I mean, it's a storytelling match, and you know, there was so much on the line with it, and I think that they did such a great job of delivering it. I loved The Rock yelling at Cody's mom.
Oh yeah.
I loved him yelling at his mom, but I loved him yelling and bossing around the ref even more.
Oh my god, yes.
Yeah. If you count, you're fired.
No, he's saying, if you count, you're fucking fired.
Yeah.
Yeah, The Rock dropping F-bombs and everything.
Yeah, he's got a real potty mouth these days.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish they wouldn't bleep. Like, is that can I get a better paying package so he doesn't bleep everything out? Because I want to hear it all.
Oh yeah, I got the hard F in my broadcast. Yeah, man. Wait. I thought it was brilliant. I thought that the ending was the ending that had to happen for the storytelling for the second night. It was also the first WrestleMania. You know, I know there's only been what, 5 of them that have been 2 nights long, but I think it's the first WrestleMania where, you know, that match directly impacted what was happening the next night, so it like really made you want to tune in, and I thought that was great for the storytelling of a 2-night Mania.
One last way to stack the odds against Cody, like, oh man, how is he gonna do it? Mm-hmm. It's just gonna be an onslaught, and then it sets up, well, who's gonna save him? you know, it was, yep. It was great storytelling, and, you know, especially for what's going to happen in the future from here, it puts a lot of things into question.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And what do we think about Rollins' dress?
Oh my God. I know it's a bit, but there is, I feel like there's a time and place to like dress seriously, and this was it. Like, showing up in his, like, I don't know what do you even call that? That it was like a gown.
Yep. Going to the Met Gala.
Yeah.
A big hat on the side.
Oh my God. And then watching all four of them stand in the ring for the announcements, it's like, yeah, The Rock's dressed a little ostentatiously. You know, Roman Reigns is who he is, Cody Rhodes. And then there's just, oh, there's a guy in a ball gown. Mm-hmm. Give him credit. He sticks to his bit.
He sure does.
Mm-hmm. I got to go to Macy's and get that outfit. Thanks for the tip, Sam.
Yeah, you can get a bunch of his suits on Macy's. Just Google it. Seth Rollins, Macy's suits.
But yeah, this match was incredibly slow to start. And then once it kept picking up steam, and towards the end, it was just, it was the right amount of chaos that you needed and wanted at that point. Because I can't tell you the first half of this match. I'm sure there was some, I don't know when people got tagged in at that point, but I'm assuming the first 20 minutes was not very exciting.
Yeah, it definitely had a slow build to it. But the thing is, they were also, you know, they were handicapped in such a way where, like, they couldn't do too many shenanigans because they knew that what was going to be happening the following night. So they had to keep it really between the four of them. And I forget, did Solo have a run in during this as well? Or was it literally just the four of these guys?
I don't think he did.
I don't think he did either.
The four. Yeah.
Yeah. So they did a great job, you know, keeping all the drama between just the four of them. I really, really love this match. It's a hard rules for me. It was such great storytelling, had me on the edge of my seat. My other favorite thing about this match was the girl whose condo we were at was like, I just found out that The Rock wrestles.
Oh my God.
She's like, I know him from movies. And I was like, do you know that Dave Bautista used to wrestle too? She goes, that makes a lot of sense. And honestly, good for those guys for breaking through and becoming mainstream enough where legitimately, I'm sure the majority of people probably don't even know that he used to be a wrestler. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Did she know about the guy from Mr. Nanny?
Very good. Suburban Commando.
Obviously.
Thank you.
There's no way anybody says this match sucks. It Which absolutely one? Ruled.
Oh, the Roman Cody, the tag match. Yeah, it ruled. I'm sure you've all touched on points that I would have already said.
Oh, yeah.
Also, okay. I have to get the fuck off this episode as soon as possible. So,
all right, let's roll.
Alrighty.
Roll Sunday.
All right, Sunday. Oh, God. LA Knight versus AJ Styles. Don't give a shit. I'm not an LA Knight fan. I saw the scrum fight. Whatever.
Dumb.
This match was akin to whatever other match we said was just like a waste of time. But
they had nothing else for these guys but wanted to give them a payday or something. I was making tacos during this match.
That's a great taco making match, to be perfectly honest.
Sitting on my phone this whole time.
I'll say tacos rules. This match sucked.
Oh, simple enough.
Yeah.
All right. Logan That's Paul, fair. Randy Orton, Kevin Owens, pinfall. Man, if... Yet you can't... How are you going to criticize Logan Paul at this point? He's just a good wrestler.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it sucks. I get it. People want to hate him, but fine. But you can't say that he's a bad wrestler. He's the best, quote unquote, celebrity to wrestler there's ever been.
Mm-hmm. Easily. Yeah, he's so solid in the ring.
It's silly.
Yeah.
Yeah, hands down. And I loved Kevin Owens giving Randy Orton a ride.
That was very funny
during this match.
you could see Randy Orton be like, whoa, on the whole thing.
I saw that. Yeah. It's not the outcome I thought it was going to be, but I still say this match ruled. It's kind of an obvious outcome, too, when you put Kevin Owens and Randy Orton in there. Like, are you really going to have one pin the other or one of these guys lose to the other? So, yeah, I'd say this match rules.
Yeah.
Yeah. hold on. Am I missing a match? Were there only four
two,
matches?
I was going to say, two matches. You skipped over the first two.
Oh, did I? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Technically the first three.
Oh, night two. Okay, I'm sorry. All right. I was like, what? All right. So the opening match, Drew McIntyre, Seth Rollins.
best known for Matt's reaction in our group text.
Oh yeah, Charles. So just for the record, Charles just out of nowhere text, right? No, hey, is anyone watching Mania? He just goes, man, I wonder if Damian Priest's title run is going to be shorter lived than fucking whoever else. And
it's Kofi.
Kofi.
Shorter lived than Kofi's.
Yeah. And it's just like, I hadn't started watching it yet. So I was like, all right, cool. I guess I'll skip that match. Fuck. What's wrong with you?
I'm sorry. I figured some wrestling fans would actually be watching it on time. By the way, I was also behind on watching.
Not by much. Not like I was. I didn't even start WrestleMania night two till 10 o'clock.
Damn.
Well, that's the time I got my kids to bed and I could lay down and watch it on my Kindle.
And also, no one answered my question. Will Damian Priest's run be shorter than Kofi Kingston's?
I fucking hope so.
No, and I don't think it will be a short run at all because he's definitely Triple H's guy, and now we're in the Triple H era.
He's got a lot of people gunning for him, though. The minute CM Punk is healthy, they're gonna flat tear that belt right off of him.
Yeah, he'll have it till at least SummerSlam, I think.
That's a short run.
Yeah,
I mean, it is a lot of the time. A lot of the times, the title wins after Mania, like especially someone of Damian Priest's status, he loses it at Mania easily.
Mm. This first match rules one for Seth Rollins' entrance, which was a fucking riot.
Oh my god,
He stole Adam Rose's bit.
Yeah, but big time. And then two for the ending, which like. Honestly, I mean, shame on me for not even thinking about it, but like the Damian Priest cash-in thing was so far removed from my brain when it happened. I actually like popped. I was like, fuck, wow, it's happening.
Yeah.
And a perfect way to get CM Punk involved in a way that matters. He could still, do because of his injury or whatever. So hard rules for me.
I mean, I thought it was good. I'd say rules. Ending was a do. I ruled.
Yeah, I'd say this match rules. I wanted it to be shorter. I figured Drew was just going to go out there and maul Seth Rollins.
Almost happened.
I feel like it should have been just a little, because Seth got his ass kicked the night before. I figured he would be a little more beat up. But it also rules for the fact that Drew sent a live tweet during the match.
Took
the phone from his wife, tweeted, bored at work, LOL, and then kept...
That's so fucking funny.
Such a good bit.
He just elevated so good. Mm-hmm. So much in my book. That is so fucking funny.
Yeah.
Really bored funny. At work, LOL. That's so fucking funny.
I didn't know that. That's very funny.
So funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. This match ruled, obviously, and it was a great setup into... CM Punk and Drew McIntyre feud that's been coming for a long time, and now it's like I look forward to it at this point. It should be pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that one rules. All right, moving on. The Pride, Bobby Lashley and Angelo Dawkins and Montez Ford versus the Final Testament, Karrion Kross, Akam and Rezar. Why Akam and Rezar? That's supposed to be like Akam's razor.
Yes.
Yeah. Why?
This is a Karrion Kross thing.
Because it's what, the simplest explanation?
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
Yeah.
Wait, are they not the authors of Pain anymore?
They are, I think.
But their names are still Akam and Rezar. That's so...
Yeah.
It's Akam's razor is the simplest solution, is probably the correct one. That's Akam's razor. And they were like, let's name him after that.
But more Muslim-y.
Yeah, sure.
It's so stupid. Anyway, I did not give a fuck about this match.
No.
Yeah.
Besides, I can't look at Karrion Kross. Like, I can't take him seriously. Like, he's got such a weird, like, baby face to him. I'm just like, what are you, 20 years old? Like, go away.
Yeah. This is one of the matches. I like everybody in this match, but it sucks.
They do not know how to...
stakes. There's no stakes for this. What's the point?
No, they don't know how to book monster tag teams anymore. They're like they're too afraid to have monster tag teams be monster tag teams.
It's a shame.
They even had Paul Ellering with them.
Yep. Yeah, that's the crazy part. They have him, and they're still just kind of around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I say sucks. Shame.
Yeah, this sucks.
Sucks.
Love Bobby Lashley. Can't wait for Angelo Dawkins to go solo at this point. They need to break him off. Or not Angelo Dawkins, excuse me, Montez Ford.
I was going
to
say, I was like, isn't he the boring one?
Yeah, Montez Ford needs to be solo at this point.
Mm-hmm. All right, moving on. We already did the other two. Let's go to Bayley and Io Sky. I got to be honest, I didn't watch this one. Something came up and I had to go do something.
This is good.
Yeah, out the gate. I'm saying this match ruled.
Oh, shit. Maybe I'll go back and watch it.
Yeah.
This was everything I kind of wanted it out of Rhea and Becky. So to watch this match and like see how much the crowd was behind Bayley the whole time, as they always have been. It was great.
Bayley got a big old butt.
I think I missed a lot of this match too, because everybody was saying it was the better women's title match. And
yeah.
I just remember being very whelmed.
I'm whelmed.
Yeah, it wasn't like an unforgettable, you know, match, but like I thought it was a really good solid wrestling match in general. I was a little bummed out we didn't get any wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube men.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I wanted for her entrance. I was hoping we were gonna get classic Bayley.
Yep.
We sick. Got
weird Egyptian Bayley. Still don't fully understand what that was, but okay.
Yeah.
You will. I didn't see it. I can't even weigh in on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going rules.
You have to.
All right, I'll say rules. Everyone says it rules. I'll take people's words for it.
I got sucks.
Oh. What a butt. all right. Then the main event, Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns.
Oh my God.
I'll put it this way. Like I said, I started Mania at 10 and then just watched it. I skipped all like the middle segments for the most part, just kind of tried to watch the matches and the entrances. And then I finished it. And when I finished it, I had to watch another episode of Castlevania to calm down.
Yes. Yep.
I'm going to say a thing.
Here we go.
I think this is probably the greatest WrestleMania main event of all time.
Sam, why are you such like a new age schmark?
And here's the reason.
Okay.
Tell me any wrestling match where there was a bigger emotional impact.
I'm a bit of a sociopath. I don't buy into the emotional stuff. Let me see. A bigger emotional impact. I think the tag match where Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens won, I thought that was a bigger emotional impact than this. I think this is a lot of manufactured riffraff and a lot of storytelling, which is fine. I think Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn actually fucking winning tag titles together at a WrestleMania based on their whole legitimate actual history and career was a bigger emotional statement than the storyline payoff.
Yeah,
I think because we knew where this story was going to end. We knew it was going to come here. It just depends how are we getting here.
I still cry.
That being said, this match,
it was a great match. It was a great main event, which is nice because I feel like a lot of main events, to your point, Sam, lately, a lot of the main events have been like, whatever.
Should we just get to like the main meat of this match?
Yeah, the match itself leading up to the meat was still a quality good match.
Mm-hmm.
The interference started to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Boy, did it.
Jimmy and Jay were kind of just a meh.
Again. They fucking...
Again, just meh. Yeah. But once Solo came in, that's where it basically started going nuts. Because Solo comes in, they try to pin Cody, doesn't work. Go to beat his ass more, and then John Cena pops up first.
Mm-hmm.
And he runs down very awkwardly. Mm-hmm.
I was he's got a weird run. I've noticed it lately. He runs like a robot.
he runs like he doesn't. Yeah, exactly. Like his knees bend the other way, and he doesn't extend his feet as forward as he should.
Yeah, I've noticed that lately. But yeah, comes in, decimates Solo.
Fixes his hair.
Fixes his hair.
Oh my god, man, he cannot let go of that hair.
Attitude adjusts Roman Reigns.
Oh yeah, yep. Roman. Yeah, and fixes then then The Rock shows up.
Rock shows
and The
up
Rock
where?
Is so fucking big compared to John Cena. Jesus
oh
Christ.
God.
I know.
Yeah.
He's Cena got Cena's, small.
Cena yeah. slimmed down. Like he's leaned out, especially for his age. But like The Rock is huge.
Yeah.
I'm surprised The Rock came out that early. I figured there was going to be a little more, like some other people, since they're signing a bunch of Samoans currently. I figured we were going to get random pop-ins. But yeah, Rock just came in and they had their little, I don't remember which WrestleMania callback that was.
They did it twice.
And they made John Cena look like an easy punk.
Like, he just rock bottomed him right out of there.
Yeah. And that was it. Yep. He didn't even get like one hit on him.
Mm-hmm. No. And then.
Well, then we got what? Was it the Shield?
Yeah. Then the Shield happened. And no one's going. Oh, Seth Rollins is coming out. Everyone's like, holy shit, is Dean Ambrose going to
win? Okay, that's what I was
right, right.
I was like, did Tony allow this? But nope.
I didn't take that bait.
I mean, it would have been nice. It was nice to feel that. And then I also liked how they just poo-pooed that away instantly. Yeah, Roman just Superman punched him right out of it.
No, thank you.
Well, I think... They did kind of a poor camera job with that because
yes, they did.
Because you can see another angle online of Seth Rollins like hobbling his way into the ring after being beat down earlier on, and that's why he's such an easy fucking mark for Roman Reigns to see come in and Superman punch him. But he was Superman punch frame one of his appearance, you know, according to the main camera that we saw. Which was a little confusing as like what just happened, but
yeah,
I do think him coming out in the Shield thing was like they're hitting a bunch of, they're doing like a Roman Reigns,
like this is your life.
This is your life. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. If a lot of, I'm surprised. That's why I said there wasn't more people, because then you would probably start getting Sammy. You could get a couple of other opponents, and then if Tony allowed some people, you could probably get Edge and Daniel Bryan in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. That would never fucking happen.
Exactly. That's why I said Tony allowed it. But could have gotten a dusty a gold dust.
I thought we would have got a gold dust.
I figured we were at least get him in the celebration, but nope.
Yeah. But then we get the dead man.
Yeah. Everyone's waiting for the glass to break.
Everyone's waiting for the glass to break.
Nobody's waiting for that fucking gong.
No.
Yeah.
Because. They don't have a very storied history versus, you know, The Rock and Austin.
But he is the WrestleMania final boss.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah.
But I still came unglued. So
I have to. Yeah. Yeah.
I told my fiance, I was like, I want you to understand how much I love you, because she was dead asleep. I told her this the next day, and I was like, the Undertaker popped up, and I did everything possible from screaming. So guys, on the couch, just vibrating.
What's that, Will? You got it a little out of order. Seth Rollins was after the Undertaker.
Nope. He just got laid out before Taker.
No.
No, because the final distraction was Roman Reigns getting revenge on Seth Rollins.
Yes.
And that's
after...
distracted him enough for Cody to take advantage.
No. You're to Sam's point of the camera angle being weird, Seth Rollins ran into the ring with the chair and Roman Reigns to hit the Rock, and Roman Reigns ran across as Superman punched him out before the Undertaker appeared.
And then
Rollins
Seth came
is
back.
Just Yeah, no. Rollins is just laying.
He's
in
just
the ring.
Laying in the ring
at that point. Yeah.
So when Roman Reigns picks up the chair after the Undertaker and Seth is getting up, he's getting up from being punched before the Undertaker shows up.
I like how when the Undertaker the lights went back off, everyone disappeared.
Yo, where was Taker?
She's been under the ring since Saturday.
I was wondering that. I was like, did they put this like 60-year-old man with bad hips and knees under the ring this whole time and then make him go back under there?
Hold on. I want to go back to this. Will, are you okay?
I'm watching it right now. I was watching it while you guys were talking.
Yeah.
The final distraction is him hitting Seth with the chair.
Yeah. Seth is still in the ring, but he got laid out.
Yeah.
Beforehand. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the final distraction. And we didn't say anything yet after the Undertaker. We just said that he left.
Yeah.
So Seth sandwiches the Undertaker's appearance.
Yes. He appears before the Undertaker. Yes. Then the Undertaker shows up. And then.
They do the full callback.
Yeah. So take
got
that.
It.
Okay. Anyway, so then, yeah, like Will just mentioned, Roman decides to hit Seth instead of Cody, which then causes the distraction and gives Cody the opportunity to hit him three times with Crossroads, and then bing, bang, boom, he wins the match.
Oh my God. That final sequence. Did anyone else pick up Paul Heyman screaming in the background?
No.
No.
So he gets... Cody does both Crossroads when he picks him up for the third. Heyman just starts yelling, "No, no!" in the background. It hits him, and I'm just like, "That was perfect. This man is so perfect.
He really is."
Yeah. That, and then Samantha Irvin like cracking on the
phone. Yeah,
I was like, "Oh, this is getting me. This is it's getting me."
Oh yeah.
Not me. It was emotions. No, thank you. Unless it's a YouTube video of a compilation of soldiers returning home, then I will cry.
Come on, Cody's in like he's in his American gear. He's close.
Stolen valor.
Christ.
Anyway, let's keep this train moving because I'm gonna be divorced if I don't get off this episode.
Yeah. It was a great. I mean, for years, you know, Roman Reigns has had that Thanos glove. You know what I mean? And he's been kind of treated as such, and it took the whole team of the Avengers to take him out, which I think is very suitable. But at the same time, I don't think it took away from Cody winning.
No, no, no. I mean, it was an interference on both sides, right? So it's like equal application under the law.
Yeah. My God, is this a hard rules?
Yeah, it was a great match. It was a great end to Mania.
It's very rare I go back and rewatch some matches like shortly after I already saw it. I did that. I thought Matt, you said you rewatched it. I went back and rewatched this thing because I was like, I got to see this again. Only from like the interference parts from that going forward. But man, it was just so good.
Yeah.
A little after he won, the Cody Rhodes is a very sweet boy hugging everybody and calling everyone out. But that was a little long at the end.
Let's wrap it up, Cody.
Yeah.
He was hugging the cameraman.
I was happy to see Bruce Pritchard out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh man, it's going to take him a long time to put all that red makeup on. So the match ruled. Sam, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say, I was so happy Bruce Pritchard was not wrapped up in the whole Vince McMahon sex thing. So, didn't have him out there.
All right. So, I mean, that's Mania. I think as a whole, I think it ruled.
Oh yeah,
I thought it was one of the better Manias in a while, to be honest.
Definite rules.
I mean, we got to wrap up on time. The only thing I'll say is I watched the Raw after Mania, and that shit sucked compared to Raws after Mania. Like, it didn't do fucking anything.
Yeah,
right. Complete letdown.
Big time.
Agreed. And I went out of my way to watch it on that crazy, you know, website that Charles sent, and there was so much porn popping up on on my screen.
You need an ad blocker, you need a pop-up blocker.
But no, that Raw after Mania was just a Monday Night Raw.
Yeah,
it was not,
which is too bad. But
the Rock Cody promo was awkward and long.
Yeah. Well, they chanted this was awkward.
You want to hold mine? I'll hold yours.
Yeah. didn't land.
Yeah.
That's gonna Cody Rock is gonna be SummerSlam. Like coming up.
That's too bad. All right. Well, yeah. Okay. Well, with that being said, here's your, and I hope you enjoyed your bonus episode, everyone. Sorry for last Monday. But I was glad we got to get this out. And any final words from you guys?
I'm slowly putting my index finger into the air.
Okay. All right. Well, with that, we'll see you Monday. Smell you later.